Children's oral health continues to be a major goal for parents, teachers, and caregivers to take special care and notice of, because dental problems can affect a child's general health, development, appearance, and self-esteem, and they can also cause considerable pain and expense for the parents. Children from low-income families are twice as likely to experience tooth decay and a lack of dental treatment, according to Casamassimo in 2009. Neglected dental care can result in painful cavities and infected teeth. It can affect children's behavior too and interfere with concentration and academic performance. Many adults, unfortunately, believe that baby teeth do not require treatment because they'll eventually fall out. And this is really unfortunate because temporary teeth or baby teeth are necessary for chewing, the spacing of permanent teeth, influencing the shape of the jawbone, and speech development. Advancements in pediatric dentistry and education efforts have resulted in significant improvement in children's dental care, though. And proper dental care should be practiced from birth, with special attention given to diet, hygiene practices, that means brushing and flossing, dental exams at scheduled recommended periods, and the prompt treatment of any dental problems. Diet has a huge impact on children's dental health. Proper tooth formation depends upon the adequate intake of the proteins and minerals that teeth need to develop, particularly calcium and fluoride. One of the biggest problems in diet, however, is the excessive consumption of highly refined and sticky sugars and carbohydrates, cookies, cakes, candies, gums, fruit drinks, soft drinks, sweetened cereals, and even dried fruits, for example, like raisins and dates and prunes. Teachers can encourage children to adopt healthy dietary habits by limiting the frequency and amount of sweets that they're served and by substituting nutritious foods. Because many children's medications and chewable vitamins are also sweetened with sugars, toothbrushing should always be encouraged following their ingestion as well as after meals. Oral hygiene practices implemented early in children's lives promote healthy tooth development. Food particles can be removed from an infant's gums and teeth by wiping them with a small wet washcloth. Later, that's when they start with a toothbrush, of course, with adult supervision. Most toddlers can begin to brush their own teeth at around 15 months. Toothbrushing can be accomplished by using a soft brush and just water to clean the teeth. However, there are special toothpastes made for toddlers. When a child first learns toothbrushing skills, an adult should brush over the teeth after at least one of the brushings each day, just to make sure that those teeth are nice and clean. And they can be kept clean between brushings as well by rinsing with water after meals and by eating raw, crunchy foods such as apples and pears and celery, carrots, all which provide a natural cleaning action of the teeth. Preschool children are generally able to brush their teeth with minimal supervision, but it may still be advisable for an adult to provide a quick follow-up brushing just to be on the safe side. The question of whether or not children should learn to floss their teeth is and when is best answered by the child's dentist. Again, regular dental checkups are important. Flossing is usually recommended once the permanent teeth begin to erupt and spaces in the teeth disappear. Parents should assist children who are too young to manage the flossing by themselves by just getting in there and doing it for them, showing them good habits. And like we said, routine dental checkups are an important component of preventative health care, and they are not a substitute for daily oral hygiene practices either. They have to do both at once, daily oral hygiene and preventative scheduled dental visits.